This is the Taylor Report. It is CIUT. It's 89.5 FM. And I want to point out that deal with this issue with growing problems that we've talked about on the show before, which is we're having a war climate created. There's a very good essay by a German scholar. His name is Michael, pardon me, Ulrich Deutsch, with a T, Deutsch. A good title, The War Before the War, How Propaganda Makes a Difference Between Life and Death. And our media has gone way over the line without any discussions. We've said on the show before, any discussion in Parliament, no debate about this. There's really no serious argument about the foreign policy being followed by the U.S. administration, which is extreme hostility towards China. It's all founded on the fact that they cannot compete, that they have been steadily finding that Chinese business, Chinese products are popular around the world, and that Chinese industry and economy is developing. And the U.S. treats this as a, because they call themselves number one and because they call themselves exceptional, they think that they can kick over the table, break all the rules, and basically suppress a sovereign country and have a president who says trade wars can be good and it's easy to win them, he said. Also, they're cranking up all kinds of stories about Western China, making allusions to the Muslim population of Western China, which are horrendously false on their face, and yet being gobbled up, and they turn into shibboleths. I mean, they turn into the idea that they're just accepted. And Mr. Deutsch is absolutely right. This is what you call pre-war propaganda, and we have to fight back against it. We have to really resist it. And for Canada's own good, this policy of echoing any U.S. president, whether it's being the cool one, Mr. Obama, who said he's going to pivot toward China, or the crazed one, Trump, who says outrageous things. By the way, the United States Congress, under the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, it's Charles Schumer, they echoed these attacks on China. Now, they're leading the American people and Canada, because after all, the voice of America is the voice of Canada. They're leading us down a path it's going to be awfully hard to back out of. And the rhetoric is extremely dangerous. So I'd highlight the fact that the President of the United States appeared at the United Nations this past week. And he said he did all the old things, wild accusations about China. He referred to the COVID virus, COVID-19, as a China virus, which on top of being stupid, unscientific, etc., increases the hazard of life, for life, in Australia, Canada, the United States, I would say all the Five Eyes countries, where they echo this stuff. And Chinese Canadians, Chinese Americans, Chinese of Australia, their lives are becoming tougher. And we're finding in the rhetoric of Canadian politicians the stupid stuff about, oh, now we have to be suspicious, you see. We have to be suspicious of the students. We have to be suspicious of the diplomats. We have to be suspicious of the businesses. And that's a virus, a political virus that is catching on and will have terrible consequences. There's a proverb that says, fear has magnifying eyes. Once you get this idea working. You have to look out for these foreigners, and then you name the one that you don't like. The population takes the hint, and they begin to voluntarily act out the mad rhetoric of leaders. I can say this, you know, from having served in the military. If you have a crazy officer, the troops are going to be madmen. It takes a steady hand and a reasonable mind to make sure that people don't fall into really ignorant behavior. But that, we're not seeing a pushback in Canada. The Canadian Parliament is staying in line 100%. I really do recommend that people calm down, but also go out of their way to find out what the leadership of China is saying. Because while Trump says he's ready to confront and make China obey the wishes of the United States and its allies, and that this is somehow essential, and he's going to use sanctions, and he's going to use military intimidation, and he's going to recognize country, you know, he's going to make trouble in Hong Kong, he's going to make trouble in Taiwan. Well, the rhetoric coming from China, please check it yourself. The rhetoric from China is they don't believe in a hegemonic power. They believe in the United Nations. They believe in multilateralism. And they believe in trying to create situations where trade goes forward, and as they have a nice expression, win-win situation can be sustained. The U.S. is playing what they call a zero game. And this is what has to be strongly resisted. And if there's going to be a peace movement in Canada, it must go directly to the question of the United States' decision and its allies, the Five Eyes, to create a problem that is outside the sphere of the United Nations and Security Council, to act as though they have a privileged space for white Anglo-Americans to make rules for themselves and to create political havoc for others. And I don't believe this can be exaggerated. We have a situation where Danny Haifong and others referred to this, where people who say they're anti-war and for peace don't get this. They want to go to find some middle way. But this is the U.S. saying it wants trouble, looking for trouble, with a sovereign great nation of 1.4 billion people. And that has to be condemned outright and being seen as problem number one. It doesn't come after somebody's human rights arguments or they found an issue somewhere. That you have to address what might cause war. And what we're hearing from Trump is, and the United States Congress, Nancy Pelosi, is pre-war propaganda, and we have to confront it and defeat it.